I don't know if you've heard about this absolutely horrible situation in Tulsa, Oklahoma, of the 12-year-old girl who stabbed her brother to death out of kind of nowhere to a certain extent, I guess to say. It's a very bizarre case. I don't think we're hearing the full story quite yet because I don't think anybody really wants to face the full story of what's going on here. But it's horrible. The mother did an interview with Cuomo the other day on News Nation. And they're blaming ADHD medication, which I think it's more user error, quite honestly, than it is the medication, because what they talk about and the way that it was administered and the way it was not managed, yes, these medications can make you have manic episodes and make you do crazy, horrible things. But I think also there's a something that nobody likes to admit either, especially if it's your children, is that there's just broken people. And sometimes a mixture of medication with a broken person who is incapable of feeling emotions, which I think maybe this daughter is, it was a perfect storm. It really kind of pushed her to some edge. She just stabbed her brother to death. Police were called. She is arrested. She's very panicky in the phone and the body cam video. I've seen it, but it's a very long video, so I don't want to play the whole thing right now. And somewhat remorseful immediately, but then stepping back over to narcissism really quick. And I know she's 12. Kids are narcissists. But at the same point, I was 12 once too. You were 12. I can't, number one, contemplate doing that. But if I did, I don't think the first thing I'm going to be saying is, can I tell my friends goodbye before I go to jail? And are these handcuffs really necessary? Because I'm a good kid. You just stabbed your brother to death. You're acting very sad and like remorseful. And then suddenly like, are these handcuffs really necessary? Yes. Yes, they are. It's a twisted story. The mother is saying that she was on ADHD medication. She went off it. She went back on it, went back off it again. And when Cuomo asked her, was there any signs, that she was violent? Oh, no, nothing at all. And then like 5 more minutes into the interview, she goes, she did mention that she wanted to stab her brother 2 weeks ago.
Okay, excuse me. That is a huge red flag. Like, the other red flag is when you are on these medications, this isn't like taking an Advil.
No.
Your body builds up a tolerance and it builds in your system. If you go off the medication, if you're not doing that under a doctor's care and having some sort of way to wean yourself off the medication, you might be dealing with some horrific withdrawal symptoms. And then if you just bounce back onto the medication, this back and forth on and off can really create some absolute chaos in somebody's mind.
That's what I hate about the reporting on the story, is because it's like, oh, they were on ADHD medication and they went off it. That's the end. Like, no. Like, number one, if you're on it, you can't just take it, get off it. And so my first question was, who administered and monitored this drug? Was it a general care physician or was it a psychiatrist? Because the two are very different in their level of understanding of what these drugs do. I'm not knocking general care.
And who said to get off of it? That's the other thing I want to know. Was this just, I got tired of picking it up at Walgreens because Walgreens is a pain in the ass to get prescriptions from. So I said, fuck it, I'm not taking it. Mm-hmm.
It's like, number one, that should be addressed, because the scary part of the story is there's going to be a lot of unnecessary deaths because of this story, because there's going to be a lot of moms, a lot of dads who are going to hear this and go, holy shit, my kid's on that. I better get him off it right now. It's like, well, that's what they just did too. And then she killed somebody. That's why you don't just get off these meds. You have to wean yourself off with a professional doctor, a psychiatrist who understands what it could do, and you monitor it and you go in every single week and you talk about how you're feeling and you wean yourself off on a healthy level. If the general care physician just said, well, yeah, it's not working, go ahead, get off it. And some do that. I mean, there's a lot that don't, but there's plenty that do. And that's why these meds shouldn't be administered by general care, but they are. And that's what can create these sort of manic episodes. They happen all the fucking time. And that's the scary thing. So I just want to say this. If your kids are on this stuff and you want to get them off, okay, but talk to a professional. And your general care is probably not the one to do it. You need to go to a psychiatrist who knows how to manage these things and wean them off. Don't just take them off, because if you want to set yourself up for this happening again, that's how you do it. And that's the really scary thing. I wish there was more attention being brought to that, because that is what it was.
These medications are extremely helpful to a lot of people.
Exactly.
So, you know, to read this article and go, oh my God, there are a lot of people who've had their lives changed because they were put on medication. I know somebody personally that admitted to me last week that she was put on meds and her life has just changed.
Fuck, it's helped me.
Like, she didn't even know she had this problem.
No, I take them. I never did until a couple years ago. And it was like, I remember the first couple, because it takes many weeks for it to like kind of really kick in and really feel good. And I remember one day just walking back from my mailbox to my house going, oh my God, like I feel really good. Like I haven't felt like this since I was a kid. Just happy, hopeful, in a good place. Granted, I went through a horrible divorce and all that shit, but it was good for me. And I still do take them, and it's very helpful. These are good things when administered correctly, monitored correctly, and taken for the right reasons. Not just because your kid needs better parenting because you don't have the time to do it and you want to calm them the fuck down by drugging them up. But truly, if you are taking them for the right reason, it's monitored, it can be very good. So I hate this, oh, it's the Medicaid. Well, it's more so the user error. It's like if you point a gun at your head and pull the trigger with a loaded gun, it's going to kill you. Same sort of thing of you knock yourself off of SSRIs without any sort of guidance and you're taking a high dose. It can also kill you. So it's very much, we need to understand what these things do. There needs to be more education about it. There's no education about it because everybody just wants to find the evil in this. But I think sometimes with people, you have a broken person, someone who doesn't have the capability, possibly sociopathic. And I know she's 12, she's a kid, but guess what?
Right.
You know, we should be diagnosing kids earlier on this stuff too. And you mix it with a bad choice, the way of medicating in a very poor way. Yes, you can create monsters that way as well. But
absolutely.
So,
I completely agree with you. And the SSRIs, I was on them when I left radio. I became severely depressed. Mm-hmm. Thought I'd destroyed my entire life and et cetera.
Well, you did. I mean, let's just deal.
Well, I tried something new. I went into the veterinary field. I loved it, but I got burned out.
Yeah.
So here I am back again. But I went through a really horrible time and I got on medication because I was suicidal. I thought I completely destroyed my life and there was no way to climb back out of the hole.
Sure.
I'm not ashamed to admit it. We have to stop shaming people for depression and suicidal ideation. I mean, it's a real thing. We all go to dark places sometimes and we need help getting out. But I had been on the medication for a while and I was feeling a little bit better. And I thought I need to get off of this. And my doctor told me to wean off of it in 4 weeks. It took me 6 months.
Well, yeah. And that's, everybody's different on it. And how
I realized that, you know, we were tapering off. And then when I jumped down to the next level, I was getting these horrible brain zaps and I'm like, I can't function like this.
Yeah.
So I went back on it a little bit higher and then come down in even smaller increments.
Yep.
It changes the way your brain functions. You have to be very careful with these medications.
Exactly. What scares me about this, like I said, is that there's going to be reactionary parenting. Just reactionary period from people too. But if it's not a parent, it's going, oh shit, this could do that. Yeah, it can do that. But that's why you handle it correctly. So anybody that hears the story and goes, oh my God, I don't want to do that. Well, then
talk to somebody,
understand how to do this correctly, because this sounds like she was on it. She was off it. She was on it. She was off it. That's how you totally mess with someone's mind and you create something like this, especially if they're already predisposed to not necessarily predisposed, but pre-instinctually, maybe, you know, kind of a sociopathic type behavior, or not able to feel emotions in the ways others do.
And she was 12. Her brain is still developing at this point, too. So you're impacting brain development here.
Yeah, 100%. So horrible story. And I can't imagine what that mother is going through. I mean, certainly as horrible as it is, but it's like, I hope the mom gets help. And I would almost think you need something to deal with what you're trying to contemplate, because essentially she lost both her children to very poor medication management. And that is really what I think this all comes down to: very poor medication management. So be careful out there. Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast. You want to weigh in on any of the stories we're talking about? 888-554-5537. 888-5-KILLER is our phone number. For Stacey, I'm Tony. Stay with us.